Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Bix's sound-alikes. We had a discussion in the Bixography Forum about cornet players who play in a Bixian style. The question is as to whether the musical milieu in which these musicians developed resulted in a certain style of playing, with Bix at the top of the heat, with his unparalleled musical creativity and genius, or whether Bix developed his unique way of playing and improvising and others followed him. I believe the general consensus is that indeed Bix is the creator and the other trumpet players are the emulators. The names of well-known Bix's disciples, such as Sylvester Ahola, Red Nichols, Chelsea Quilly, Jimmy McPartland, were brought up. Today what I want to do is play records that feature the Bixian influence on more obscure and sometimes unidentified trumpet players. Well, let's get started with the music. The first two selections are from a 1973 Jazz Studies LP, JS1, entitled Hot Dance Obscurities, 1926-1930. The first selection I want to play is Get Yourself a Sweetie and Kiss Your Troubles Away by Don Jose and his orchestra. I have no personnel for this side, and neither does Brian Rust in any of the two discographies. I will follow that with I'm Afraid You Sing That Song with Somebody Else, recorded on August 3rd, 1927 by the Palm Beach Serenaders, really Harry Reaser and his orchestra, with Harry Reaser on banjo, Tommy Gott and perhaps Jaime Farberman on trumpet, Sam Lewis on trombone, Larry Abbott on reeds, Bill Wirges on piano, Joe Tarter on tuba, and Tom Stacks on vocal. Listen carefully to these two selections for the Bixian influence, either in the ensemble work or in short solos. Thank you.
alone by your lonesome, blue at the end of the day. Get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away. When you are looking for rainbows and only the rain comes your way, get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away. Why should you be on the shelf by yourself feeling sad, when a little loving kiss or two can make you so glad? Trouble is only a bubble, so if your sky should be gray, get yourself a sweetie and kiss your troubles away.
Every time we make a date, I get the same old song. It seems to me you're always late or don't show up at all. You say you love me, think oceans of me, but I'm afraid you sing that song to somebody else.
Well, the two trumpet players in these two selections indeed have a Bixen style. I should say that they follow perhaps the figuration, but the harmonic inventiveness is not there. I'd like to continue now with two additional selections, this time from an LP from 1976. It's a Harrison Records LP-F entitled From Collector's Shelves. And the two selections I would like to play first, Bye Bye Blues. This was recorded on July 21st, 1930, by Henny Hendrickson's Louisville Serenaders, with Hendrickson playing reeds and directing. There are two cornets, a trombone, an alto sax, apparently Eddie Fribble on tenor sax and vocal. There is also a piano, a banjo or guitar, brass bass, and drums. I will follow that with a selection from Pat Dolohan and his orchestra. This was recorded on March 4th, 1929. The title is Maybe This Is Love. Unfortunately, the quality is not very good, but it's worth listening to. Trumpets are William Bolivar Tennenty, Bob Sawyer and Don Preston. Francis McDermott is on trombone, John Brewster and Virgil Fisher on alto sax, Alan Dunn and Gerald Relkin on tenor sax, Doug Larmor on piano, Mac McLean on banjo or guitar, Gordon Woods on tuba, Ralph Quartermars on drums. So let's listen to a couple of selections with Bixian influence on the trumpet players, one from 1930, the other from 1929. Thank you. Did you get a load of that highly Bixian clarinet solo in Bye Bye Blues? I have often said that I thought that Bix played the cornet like a clarinet. Mike brought that up again in the forum recently, and J.K. mentioned a couple of selections by Benny Goodman in which his solo is highly Bixian. Well, let's listen to one of the two selections, plus another one which also brings in this point that clarinet players were also influenced by Bix's unique approach to music. Let's start first with Benny Goodman. I will play A Jazz Holiday, recorded in Chicago on January 23rd, 1928, by Benny Goodman's boys with Jim and Glenn. And the boys are Jimmy McPartland on cornet, Glenn Miller on trombone, Benny Goodman on clarinet, Vic Brydis on piano, Dick Morgan on guitar, Harry Goodman on brass bass, and Bob Conselman on drums. The second selection is Lovable and Sweet from the Hot Dance Obscurities LP. According to the liners, this is the Rendezvous Café Orchestra, and the personnel includes Tommy Dorsey on trombone, possibly Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet, alto sax, and the date is given as August 1929. I suspect that this is Sam Lennon and his orchestra. And according to Brian Rust's discography, the musicians are Manny Klein, another trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, another clarinet player or alto sax player, Arthur Schott on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, Hank Stern on drums. And it says here, neither Vic Burton nor Stan King, the usual Lennon drummers at the time. Specifically, it's not Vic Burton or Stan King. There is a vocal by Irving Kaufman, and in some of the issues, he uses the pseudonym George Beaver. So let's listen to a couple of recordings with highly Bixian clarinet solos, one by Benny Goodman, the other most likely by Jimmy Dorsey. Thank you.
jollies that you don't see in the follies. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle, and what a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes, like skies, the bluer to lure your heart. And what lips, that grip, the redder, the better you like from the start. And if you want an angel near you, holler out and she will hear you. If you're that way lovable and sweet.
First recording I played in this segment by Benny Goodman was a double treat. There was a clarinet solo in the Bixian style by Benny Goodman, and then of course Jimmy McPartland doing his emulation of Bix. And I would like to bring in one point to which indeed I think provides some support of the idea that many of the cornet players were really trying to imitate Bix. Apparently, when Jimmy McPartland joined the Wolverines to replace Bix, Bix told Jimmy, "Kid, you sound like me, but you don't copy me." I take that to imply, perhaps, that other musicians were copying Bix. Well, I'd like to bring in an example now, an early example. All the stuff that I've played is from, say, 1928, 29. I'd like to bring an early example of a Bix emulator. The recording I want to play is Sweet Little You, recorded on October 14, 1924, by the Lange McKay Orchestra at Castle Farms with Henry Lange, or Lang, I guess, on piano, Marion McKay banjo and directing, Ambrose Beringer on trumpet, Leroy Morris on cornet, Doc Marshall on trombone, Ernie McKay on clarinet or other reed instruments, Russell Mock on alto sax, Ed Johns on tuba, and Danny Tunkel on drums. I would like to follow that by a recording from John Garber and his orchestra with Johnny Marvin on vocal. This is from June 1927, 60 seconds every minute. I believe the trumpet, which is fairly Bixian, not very Bixian like in some of the other recordings that I have played, is by Harry Goldfield, who was with Bix. With the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. So let's listen to a couple of recordings, one early, very strong emulation of Bix by Leroy Morris. And by the way, of course, Leroy Morris was the cornet player in Wu Dakadu, which at one time was viewed as a Bix side.
60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you. Every hour in the day, most everybody hears me say that I'm in love with you. I'm lovesick again, I can't deny it. Cure me with kisses, come on, won't you try it? 60 seconds every minute, 60 minutes every hour, I'm in love with you.
Love that harmonic progression. In fact, I played that recording not so much because of the somewhat Bixian contribution by Goldie, but because I love that song. Anyway, well, I'd like to play one more selection with a Bixian solo. This is the Hal Camp's Carolina Club Orchestra recording in February 15th, 1929, and the song is The Eyes of Texas. The hot solo player, the one that emulates Bix, is Bob Mayhew. And I will point out that John Scott Trotter is on piano. John Scott Trotter, of course, accompanied Bing Crosby in many of his great recordings from the 1930s. Well, let's listen then to Bob Mayhew doing his emulation of Bix in 1929.
My gal's a hullabaloo, she goes to Texas, you. She wears the colors too, you bet she do. And in our future life, she's going to be my wife.
How in the heck did you get that way?
She told me so. The eyes of Texas are upon you all the livelong day. The eyes of Texas are upon you, you cannot get away. Do not think you can escape them at night or early in the morn. The eyes of Texas are upon you till Gabriel blows his horn. Thank you.
Listening to that solo by Bob Mayhew, it occurred to me that many of the modern musicians who do an emulation of Bix are in fact imitating Bob Mayhew imitating Bix. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.